ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Standing in a crowded room. Put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay.
Hey, hi there. Welcome. It's the Lesbian Lounge with Denise right here on My Lesbian Radio. Also streaming from rainbowradio.fm every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern. And always available to you from iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher in the podcast form for your every convenience. Hey there, hi there, ho over there, you, hey, talking to you, ho. How's it going? How are you after this amazing 4th of July weekend? You know, over here I don't really get to celebrate the 4th of July, but I love that my wife and my friends always try to make me feel a little bit better. So we had a 4th of July barbecue at Hazel's house with hot dogs, potato salad, corn, wedge salads, just like TGI Fridays. Very American menu. So we celebrated Good Riddance to You, Filthy Americans Day, as they call it here in England, and otherwise known as Independence Day for me. And we had a good time. The only British thing that was going on was a couple of pictures of Pimm's in the garden, which is the quintessential summer drink here in England. I don't know if people are even aware of it in the States. I know we've turned my mother onto it immensely, and she always has it in the house now. I mean, it's a little labor intensive. You got to cut up oranges and strawberries and apples and lemons and limes and mint and cucumber and muddle it all in a pitcher, and then you add a bit from your bottle of Pimm's, which is, it's gin based, but it's already got the flavors and everything in it, and then you just top it off with sparkling lemonade, and it is amazeballs. So that was fun. It was an easygoing weekend. Jim and I did a little grocery shopping. We watched the movie Her. I think it's from a couple of years ago with Joaquin Phoenix. God, that sucked. I mean, I am not a movie reviewer, but if I fell asleep three times. And I didn't feel like I missed anything. I just felt like it was the longest, most boring, unbelievable movie I've ever seen. Not thrilled with that at all. My backyard's looking good, I gotta admit. Which is interesting because despite a few young fox cubs that have been sneaking in and wreaking havoc in the late night hours, it does look okay. They have no regard for anything. They just trample through bushes and flowers and dig through flower pots and crap on everything. But when I say crap on everything, they poop with such precision and accuracy. It's unbelievable. They have nailed my herb garden, something fierce. One of them dropped a deuce dead center in my chives. So much for my baked potato with sour cream and chives. No thanks, gonna pass on that. So the highlight indeed of the weekend was watching England beat Germany in a World Cup bid for third place. And then, of course, watching the USA beat the sushi stuffing out of Japan in the finals on Sunday. Thank you so much. That was just so much fun. It was everything an audience could want. I mean, seriously, what a game. Carly Lloyd was on fire with the first sharp goal within, I guess it was 2 minutes, and then another one. So two goals within 5 minutes. Then Lauren Holiday came in, added a third, and then Lloyd completed the first ever hat trick in a World Cup match with goal number 4 for the team. 3 altogether for her. And this all happened in a matter of 14 minutes. Later, Morgan Bryan had a perfect pass to Tobin Heath for the fifth goal that secured the 5-2 win. With a crowd of over 53,000 plus in Vancouver, a record-breaking worldwide audience watching on television. I love that the cameras rolled when the final whistle blew and Abby Wambach searched for her wife Sarah in the crowd and the two kissed and hugged. It was so cute. And the images went viral in just a matter of minutes. What a piece of history to be witness, folks. I mean, seriously, the USA Women's World Cup is the most publicly... it's the team with the most publicly out players, including Allie Krieger, Rapinoe, Wambach, and Jill Ellis, the coach, if you didn't know. It was a proud feeling for our community and the visibility. Holy crap. Variety reported that Fox Sports says the 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern telecast averaged a 15.2 household rating and a 27 share in the Nielsen's 56 overnight metered markets. That is amazing. According to Fox, that marks a new high for the soccer telecast on a single network, topping the previous mark set in 1999 when the USA women's team last claimed the cup in a victory over China. According to Fox, Sundays overnights are up 77% over ESPN's telecast of the 2011 Women's World Cup when Japan beat the USA. So it was monumental, I think, to say the least. Monumental night. I know I was up until at least 3 p.m. watching the award ceremony. Carly Lloyd getting the Golden Ball, the Silver Boot. Hope Solo getting the Golden Glove. I mean, don't get me wrong. I really felt bad for Japan's goalie. I felt like the weight of it was on her shoulders, but her teammates were trying every bit they could to console her. It was just unfortunate. Those are moments that happen in sports, and it's heartbreaking to watch, but it is also elation when a Georgia team that wins. So well done, USA. Well done to you, folks. It was amazing. But other than that, you know, it's Tuesday. It's July 7th. It's a quiet day here in England. I think a lot of people are remembering the 7/7 London terror attacks that happened 15 years ago. Today marks 15 years ago when terrorists planted bombs on tubes and buses that caused 52 people to lose their lives and injured over 700 on their morning commute. So take a minute today, you guys, to remember the victims. It's a sad day, and this marks the 15th year. And I think everybody's maybe feeling it a little bit. I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook and a lot of people with showing poppies. I think we should all kind of take a minute out just to remember that. It is summer. It is summer here. We are well into the full swing of it. Plenty of hot topics and a lot of new music. I don't know. I feel like this is the summer of Jess Glynn, and I am perfectly okay with it because I just love her. This is a new one, and I'm proud to say that we were, I think, one of the first websites over at Pop Rap, where I'm working now, to debut it. And this is Jess Glynn. And I think she just had throat surgery, so I'm amazed that she's still dropping singles like this. But this one is called Don't Be So Hard on Yourself, and it is my new favorite. So I'm going to play a little bit for you. You can read about it on Pop Rap if you'd like. Just go to poprap.com and click on music and you will find the Jess Glynn story. But here's the song, Don't Be So Hard on Yourself. I came here with a broken heart that no one else could see. I drew a smile on my face to paper over me. But wounds heal when tears dry and cracks they don't show. So don't be so hard on yourself, no. Let's go with some simplicity. I feel like I've been missing me.
Don't be so
it. I just love it. I like I said, I feel like this is the summer of Jess Glynn. You know her from Rather Be, Hold My Hand, which I just played at the beginning. She is kind of taking over here in the UK. I hope that she's making her way to the States. I hope that you guys are digging it. So what else is going on? I just read that Jane Lynch's Hollywood Game Night Season 3 premieres tonight over in the States. So go, Jane. We love that we can still see you on national TV, even though Glee is over. I think we're waiting on a show from her as well. No Angel? Is that what it's called? Something like that. But it's lovely to have Jane on TV just, you know, whenever we flip the channel. An amazing moment was captured by Humans of New York on Facebook. A young boy expressed his fears and worries about growing up gay and not being accepted for who he is. And Hillary Clinton was one of the first to send words of encouragement to the youngster, followed, of course, by our queen, Ellen DeGeneres, who let him know that not only will he be liked, he will be loved. I don't know if it's just my Facebook news feed, but it seems like everyone I know is addicted to Humans of New York. And because of that, I would love to play you, Charles Hamilton, New York, reigning, featuring the lovely Rita Ora.
Sick of getting played like a xylophone. My instrument is me with thousands of bones. Wildin', I just wanna zone. My mama knows I need a chick to be kinda dope. Smile a lot, give a lot of dome. Only to me, spoil me with your badass. You are like royalty, baby, catch that. See the rain is making me feel painless. This relationship is so dangerous. If they find out, what will they make of it? So I savor every kiss like a saint chick. You ain't missing a thing what other niggas are saying. I need cash just to give you a ring. Love at first sight, but it was blocked by pain. So for you, I'll exceed the top five in the game.
In the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name. There's nothing right. I'm stuck, you are your miles away.
Cheese before bedtime. You and I fell in love is the headline. Instead of whining about what I've been finding, I stay silent and let you chime in. You want me to talk, fine then. Someone broke your heart, let me find them. But I hate fights, and now I got stage fright. Until I'm at your place at the late night. You make me smile, stop doing that. A lot is on my mind when I rap. In fact, you are a lot. I guess I rap for you. We used to say the sex is magical. After you, chivalry I have to do. I love it when you catch an attitude. I wanna tease you just to laugh at you. So to make up sex can be a fast move.
Baby, in the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name. There's nothing right. I'm stuck, you ain't no miles away. In New York, raining. In New York, raining. Listen, my babe, I need you. Listen, my babe, I need you.
All out my brain, you call out my name and that's fame. I'm looking great, but I still feel shame. For real, it's the game. I feel insane, but when I'm with you, my feelings change. I love you, I really hope you feel the same. You know what I am, you're holding my hand. No one else can, so I'm your man. Your palm reads bliss, what all we miss? You all what I miss, and we all need this. Love and affection is all we miss. From the world, but with each other, that's all we get. I wanna hear you out. Talk to me, miss. I hardly want to slip the awesomest kiss. Call me whenever, call me forever. As long as I can call us together. I love you.
In the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name. Call my name. There's nothing right. I'm stuck, you ain't no miles away.
Love, love, love. Yeah. Ah, so good. So good. What do you think? Do you love it? I love it. I absolutely love Rita Ora this summer, actually. So, another Tennessee County clerk quit their job over having to issue gay marriage certificates, citing that it clashes with their religious beliefs. I'm seeing this all the time, and you know what? Get the fuck out, then. Why do we even need to cover this stuff in the news? Just go. We don't have to report on it. I mean, really, media people, just quit reporting it. It's not news anymore. No one cares about these people's intolerant beliefs because, you know, the bottom line is, love one. I don't get why people can't understand something so simple. Your religious beliefs, your sexuality, your political beliefs, those are your own personal business. So you stay out of mine and I'll stay out of yours. End of. Right? God. So, I read recently, there was kind of a little bit of a Facebook explosion about this. Jenny's Wedding, the movie starring Katherine Heigl and Alexis Bledel, finally getting released. In fact, a new screening has been added to Outfest on July 19th. I think with the recent Supreme Court ruling about gay marriage being a constitutional right in all 50 states now, the Katie Heigl film, Jenny's Wedding, it couldn't be more topical right now. So, like I said, it co-stars Alexis Bledel as Heigl's love interest. The film centers around Jenny, played by Heigl, and her struggle to come out as gay to her parents after getting engaged to her live-in girlfriend. And while President Obama has determined marriage to be a right for every U.S. citizen in the real world, Jenny's parents are more a bit behind in the times when it comes to their idea of holy matrimony. So I see a little bit of a struggle here, but I think that we've been waiting a long time for this movie, and time couldn't be better for it to hit the festival circuits and hopefully the big screens, the big cinemas. That would be amazing. Also, with the recent win for marriage equality, Jimmy Kimmel took to the streets and asked kids what they thought about this major revelation. And man, it was funny. The questions were simple, and the answers that these kids came up with were hilarious. Heartwarming, and they're cute. I mean, the responses were too much fun. So have a little listen, see what you think. I love the kid that just made it about her broken leg. That was awesome. It was a perfect time to do this, and kids are just amazing no matter what.
Supreme Court decision on Friday in favor of same-sex marriage is controversial. Some people just don't like it. They don't believe in it. They don't think it's right. One of the most common arguments you hear is, how do I explain this to my kids? And it's a good question. At the very least, it's a fair question. You wonder if children are sophisticated enough to wrap their head around something like this. So we went out in the street today to ask kids what they think and what they know, and here they are. Kids share their thoughts on same-sex marriage.
Could you tell me what gay marriage is?
It's when two men and two women get married.
Is it when four people get married?
No.
Could you tell us what gay marriage is? Why would anyone want to get married?
Because they love each other and they just feel a connection.
Do you think it's a good thing?
Yeah.
Do you know what makes somebody gay?
Yeah.
What?
I got a broken leg.
No. When should two people get married?
In the afternoon.
That's a good time to get married. Do you know what marriage is?
Yes.
What is it?
It's when a husband and a wife get married.
So what do you think gay marriage is?
When a boy and a boy get married and a girl and a girl get married.
Oh, you're right. Do you think that's very hard to understand?
For some kids.
But not for you?
No, not really.
Do you think anybody should be able to get married?
If you're old enough.
Oh, very wise. Do you want to get married?
Yes.
When?
When I'm 30.
Why would someone want to get married?
Because they're pregnant.
Because they're pregnant? Could you tell us what gay marriage is?
Where a boy marries another boy.
Okay, and could it be when a girl meets or marries another girl?
No.
Just like boy meeting another boy?
Yeah.
Wow, what would it be called if a girl married another girl?
Lesbianism.
Do you think anybody should be able to get married if they want to?
Yes.
How come?
Well, because if they want to, they should be able to.
Would you want to get married?
Not really.
How come?
Because, when you get married, the other person is entitled to any money the other person has.
So it's a financial issue for you? Yeah. Hey, he's Chris coming
from
Saturday. That was awesome. It's a financial issue for you? Yeah. Love it, love it. Just goes to show you that people aren't born with, like, hate in their veins. You know what I mean? Pretty cool stuff there, Jimmy Kimmel. Pretty cool stuff. As I mentioned, Outfest Los Angeles is happening this July. And the film Boulevard, which was one of Robin Williams' last projects, will make its theatrical run at the Newark Theater from July 17th to the 23rd. Williams plays a closeted gay man in one of his final roles. That should be interesting. I hope that people go see it. I think it was one of the roles he was probably really proud of. Unfortunately, not here. But, you know, I feel like I will forever miss seeing him on screen. So the fact that this is coming out now kind of, you know, just tugs at your heartstrings a little bit. In marriage news, Matt Dallas from ABC Family's Kyle XY marries his fiance musician Blue Hamilton this past weekend. I feel like I just said that in a foreign language because I don't know who these people are, but I saw a lot of posts about it, and apparently it's a good thing. So congratulations to you, Matt Dallas, and you, Mr. Blue Hamilton. Sorry, I don't know more about the story, just that two gayfers from Hollywood got married, so yay! Also, People Magazine is reporting that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were married over the weekend. What? No reps are confirming this information yet. Could it be that they were just waiting for the rest of us to be able to? Wouldn't that be something? You know, I saw this, like, briefly, and I feel like we probably should have made a bigger deal out of it, but Caitlyn Jenner posted a happy 4th of July, proud to be an American, where at least I'm free to be me. She tweeted it to her followers, and she shared a family picture with the -/Jenner gang on Instagram, and everybody looked well. It was great to see. And I thought that the message was beautiful. It was just, you know, happy to be free to be me. And because of that, I couldn't help but find one of my favorite Free to Be Me songs. I know that you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, especially if you're a homo. Yep. That's right. You're going to hear it. There's nothing better than being free. Thank you. True. I thought that was so appropriate for Caitlyn Jenner's tweet. You know, in rather upsetting news, yeah, I'm going to say it. This was quite upsetting. Oreo announced that it's coming out with a skinny version called Oreo Thins. What? Oreo Thins?
Why would they do this?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Why would they do this?
That's how I feel. I just think it's so stupid. You know what? If you're on a fucking diet, don't eat Oreos. But for shit's sake, Nabisco, don't go messing with a good thing. You know, I don't march in parades. I don't wave flags in people's faces. But I will make a ruckus when it comes to Oreos. You can be damn sure of it. If you're watching calories or you're trying to lose weight or adopting a healthy lifestyle, then just stay the fuck away from the Oreos. But Nabisco, there's no need for this. Quit upsetting your target market, the fat people. Seriously. Just burn my ass up, really. I mean, just don't mess with the fucking Oreo. It's as simple as that. Big rumor here, Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian broke up. I don't really know what to believe because, on one hand, I can't imagine that sorry sack of shit, Shisick, would screw up his meal ticket. On the other hand, damn, Kourtney's a bitch. So, I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens next with these two b-holes. But there were a lot of pictures of Scott circulating on the internet with his ex over 4th of July weekend. And Kourtney was with the kids, with the family. So, rumor has it he's been on a bender and hasn't quit, hasn't been home in a couple of weeks. So, we'll have to see how this plays out. Of course, in the media, because we love a Kardashian breakup, don't we? Here's a quick, this is a pop quiz. What happens when you haven't made any new music, you haven't banged a supermodel, you haven't screwed up lyrics to something, you haven't left a monkey in another country, you haven't been in an underwear ad, you haven't pissed in a bucket, or been roasted in a long time? Don't know? Here's the answer. You bare your naked ass on Instagram. Well done, Justin Bieber. Way to stay ever present in the media. box office reports are showing that Disney Pixar's Inside Out, starring Mindy Kaling, Amy Poehler, and Bill Hader, knocked Chris Pratt's Jurassic World into the second spot, with Terminator Genesis and Ted 2 tied for third, and Magic Mike coming in a sad fourth place. I find that hard to believe with all the promotion. God, everywhere I looked, I saw Channing Tatum's abs. I just want to let you guys know that the latest Lesbian Book Club podcast is now available from My Lesbian Radio. UK fiction author and host Claire Lydon has a discussion with popular lesbic writer Jay in episode 9 of this ongoing series. I got to tell you guys, this show is doing really, really well. I mean, seriously well. And I'm super proud of it. I think that Claire is the perfect host. She's getting the most amazing authors. And she has great talks with them. And she covers lesbian fiction from every angle. Not just about the author's work, but their process, which is really always interesting, always different, very diverse. She's interviewed book reviewers. She talks about publishing, self-publishing, all that kind of stuff. And I just think I knew it was going to do good, but I had my expectations were just kind of like on the level, and it's far exceeded my expectations. It's really going super well. So well done, Claire. I am super, super proud of you. I got to say, I've just been reading. I always look at the trending topics on Facebook, and I saw that documents have come into light that reveal Bill Cosby obtained drugs in 2005 and admitted to giving them to women he wanted to have sex with. In a now unsealed 2005 deposition, comedian Bill Cosby admitted to administering a sedative to at least one woman and to purchasing Quaaludes that he intended to give to women with whom he wanted to have sex with. I read it and I just, It's like I just try to imagine the 40-plus women that have come forth over the last couple of years with allegations against Cosby, and them hearing about this news now, and all I can think of was this. Right? Oh my God. So I am going to, I'm making these podcasts a little bit shorter because I know that giving up an hour of your time or even more is a lot. So I've kind of made these a little bit smaller, hoping to do them on a week-to-week basis. Sometimes life gets in the way, what can I tell you? But I hope to keep your attention, to keep you as part of the listening base. I'm so happy for the people that still support the Lesbian Lounge. Thank you so much. I want to thank Rainbow Radio FM. I would love to thank PopRapt.com, who give us a voice in their LGBT section. Remember, you can find us on Podbean. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. We also have My Lesbian Radio at SoundCloud.com that has a lot of best of clips and a lot of interview clips, which are super fun. But I'm going to leave you on another great summer jam. This one I think is from last year, but I think that it's still applicable. So have a great rest of the week, and I'm going to go out on Air Guitar by the UK group McBustin. See you later. Bye-bye, folks. Like I said, I think we should take a minute out today just to, with London on our minds, 15 years ago, the terror attacks happened, and the thing that I think it showed the most was that London is ever so resilient. So this one's for you, Londoners.
Me.